Blog Talk Radio.
In your mind's eye. We are high up a hill, gathered together in the sacred grove. Surrounded by tall trees, it's evening, the moonlight is beginning to shine through the trees. Join us. sound of this symbol, I cleanse this space. Behold, I do recognize that all space is sacred, and on this day, we are here to honor the gods of old. Join us today, O Shining Ones. Forgive us for our errors, and grant us your blessings, your balanced wisdom. Earth Mother, hear us. Hear your children. And as your children, we are humble before you. Mother of all, we pray that you bless and uphold our right. It is you that upholds everything, you who are everything. And on this vernal equinox, Ostara, you are known by many names. Ishtarte Ashera Inanna. Earth Mother, Isis of 10,000 names, it is to you whom we will eventually return. Earth Mother, accept my sacrifice. Powers of inspiration, attend to the shrines of our souls. Quicken our tongues, that we may work this right in beauty and in truth. We are gathered to do as the wise ancients did, to make offerings to the powers, to the gods, the mighty dead, to the spirits, the noble she, to keep the druid's way. Vishé Ali! In the deeps flow the waters of wisdom. Sacred well, flow within me. We We will now light the sacred flame. Behold, I do light this flame, knowing that the fire is always burning in my heart. Sacred flame, burn within us. From deep in the earth, from high above us, from within and without, spans the great world tree. Sacred tree, grow within us. By the might of the waters, by the light of the fire, this grove is made whole and holy. By the might of the waters, by the light of the fire, this grove is made whole and holy. By the might of the waters, by the light of the fire, this grove is made whole and holy. Let the sea not rise, and all ill turned away. Let the sky not fall, and all ill turned away. Let the land hold firm, and all ill turned away. Fire, the well, the sacred tree, flow and burn and grow in me. In Lancean sky, below and on high, thus our sacred grove is claimed and hallowed. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Thus our sacred grove is claimed, cleansed, and hallowed. Now we shall make an offering to the keeper of the gates, gatekeeper, lord of the between, keeper of roads, and opener of ways. Join your magic with ours to guard, ward the gate this working. Gatekeeper, accept our sacrifice.
Accept our sacrifice.
Sacred center, be the boundary of all worlds. Let the fire open the gate. Let the well open the gate. Let the great world tree hold fast the way between. Let the fire open the gate. Let the well open the gate. Let the great world tree hold fast the way between. Let the fire open the gate. Let the well open the gate. Let the great world tree hold fast the world between. By the keeper of gates, and by our will and word, let the gates be opened.
Let the gates be opened.
Beloved ancestors, old ones, those who came before us, those who are us, remember us as we remember you. Ancestors, accept our sacrifice.
Accept our sacrifice.
Spirits of this land, aid me as I aid you. Mighty dead, noble she, spirits of old, accept our sacrifice.
Accept our sacrifice.
Gods and goddesses of elder days, honor us as we honor you. Shining ones, accept our sacrifice.
Accept our sacrifice.
Let my voice rise with the flame. Let my voice resound in the well. Honored ones, noble she, mighty dead, shining gods and goddesses, hear me, hear your worshipers, and grant us your blessing on this beautiful Ostara evening. Oh, great ones, powers of Atlantean sky, by wisdom of the great world tree, we join our magic with thee. And today, rather than an act of power in the form of a spell or something of that nature, it'll be on my behalf, a simple prayer, and then anything anybody else wants to add, if they have something. But I will start. The time of rebirth is upon us. Fauna and flora, the red man, the green maiden, a time of realization, recognition of the masculine and feminine properties in all plants and animals, as well as humans. As we attempt to obtain balance in ourselves, in our own lives, it's true that I myself have undergone a rebirth in my own life these last few months. I am open to messages. I am an open channel and receive these messages. I will listen to the wind. I will hear the voices from within. I will listen to the messages from beyond the stars or from the encoded memory of plants, to the light and to the shadow. I will listen. So today's act of power, once again, is simple. To the Lord and the Lady, Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right. And how are you this evening, Janice?
Frazzled.
It's all right. Time of new life right now. New birth. Just as things get started, just as the grip of winter is being released. It doesn't quite feel like it yet here.
You know, kind of chilly outside, trust me.
Yes, it is. And if there would be nothing else during this portion of the ritual, did you have something?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, happy anniversary of the Fellowship of Isis, 37 years today,
yep.
37 years strong and still building off of Olivia Robertson, her brother Lawrence, and his wife Pamela. So I want to say bright blessings to all my FOI family out there, and that we're going to be having an FOI show pretty shortly next month at Main Street Universe.
Yep.
And I also want to say that I am too going through a little bit of a change, getting busier, unexpectedly busier, but as seasons change, people also focus and grow and learn and go forth. Like spring goes forth, this is a good time where all the seeds that were planted in September, October, November, and December are starting to come out. The cherry blossoms for people that live in the D.C. area or in Philadelphia, their marigolds and the flower show, or wherever you live, it's a time for rebirth. It's a time for the light to come in to focus more light, less darkness, and a time for a balance of everything that you're seeking. So go within and cherish the spring and have it fawn all over you. So mo to be.
So mo to be. Now we shall drink from the ale of inspiration. Ah.
Refreshing.
We open our hearts to the flow of your blessings. We stand amidst all worlds, by fire, well and tree, by gods, dead, and the noble she. The blessings flow and shine with us. Bishé Ali.
Bishé Ali.
Now we will draw everything down. Mighty dead, noble spirits, shining gods and goddesses, I do give you my thanks. Thank you for your balanced wisdom and guidance. Triple kindred, gods and dead spirits, thank you for upholding our magic.
Thank you.
Keeper of the gates, we are thankful. Let all things be as they were before. Save the magic we made here today. A return to a natural state. May the gates be closed.
May the gates be closed.
Thank you, O Great Mother, you of many names, a few of them I mentioned earlier, including, because of the anniversary today, I started off with a little Mother Isis chant.
Oh, I missed it. Oh, I got to hear the archive now.
But still, oftentimes, this day is associated with the names Ishtar, Astarte, Asherah, Inanna, Aphrodite, Venus, Ostara, meaning from Ilstra, or Eastern Star. Thank you, O Great Mother Isis of 10,000 names. the fire, the well, the sacred tree. Flow and burn and grow in me, as land, sea, and sky reveal their might. May all be blessed this equinox night. Vishe Ali.
Vishe Ali.
Clear and release. Be at the center of your being. And we will be right back in just a moment. You're listening to Main Street Universe. And these are our friends who will be back on the show soon. Woven Green. Secrets, where the ridges touch clouds from deep in the mountains of Southwest Virginia. This is the home of a radio show called Appalachian Strangeness. A friend of mine, Nathan Anderson, who will be your indigenous host. For more information on Appalachian Strangeness, be sure to contact facebook.com/Appalachian Strangeness. And his name is Nathan Anderson, and he does a really good job. And soon I'll be doing a plug for his show. He'll be doing some plugs for ours, and we'll be sharing back and forth. And Main Street Universe, do not forget, is a network of 5 shows. The one you're listening to now, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, is Main Street Universe, the flagship show, the one that started it all. Then, of course, there is on Friday evenings at 12 midnight, Jesse Ann Nichols George. Her show is Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. Jesse is the author of two books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the Workbook, and working on another. Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, is Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquer. Darren is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. Then on Monday evenings is Walking on the Sidewalk with your host, Mr. Kevin
Bear.
Kevin can be reached at www.templeofgaia.com. Then on Tuesdays in the morning, our one and only AM show is Mary Phelan with her show, Inner Wisdom. And Inner Wisdom is at 11:30 a.m. She is the hostess of Telepathic TV. She's been doing that for about 14 years. And we do have a caller on the line, and I do believe she wants a reading. She was patient enough to wait through the ritual. Now what I have to do, actually, is go and get my tarot cards because I didn't have the time on the last song break because I spilt the bowl of water. But not in the studio, if anybody's listening that happens to live with me. It was actually right outside. So what I'm going to do is play one more quick song, come right back, and we'll start doing a few readings. And this next song is as well by Woven Green, and this one is called Before Moonlit Nights.
Before moonlit nights, an infant cries in the great void of silence. Before we knew time, a miracle spawned the dawn of life. Black and
All right, everyone, we're back, and welcome to Main Street Universe. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on 207, waiting very patiently there. I pressed the button, and are you there, 207?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Oh, not bad. I actually, it's been one of those lousy days, but listening to your you know, the beginning of the show was actually good for me.
Oh, good.
Great. Yeah, great.
Yeah. I look at myself at this point in my life and think I'm really not on top of my game, even though I know I'm supposed to be out there doing exactly what you're doing for me. When you did that, because I'm part of my gifts of clairvoyancy, so seeing things and evoking things that needed to be done.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool because I don't really fully know enough about Druidism, but I resonate there more than I do Wicca.
Okay.
I was raised in the Christian tradition, so.
Sure. So was I. I was raised Southern Baptist. Now, I had some mystical background in my family, but I won't go into that now. But as far as how I was raised, yeah, like, for example, I think you got gifted tarot cards at a young age from
one of your older relatives.
Yes.
And so I had some of that in my family, but as far as how I was raised, it was Southern Baptist.
No.
But.
No.
That's
okay. Now, I was raised in a, you know, because I'm from the north, I'm from Maine, so I was raised in a Christian tradition. I didn't even know that anybody in the family had any gifts.
Oh.
It was, and I shot off apparently when I was little, so I didn't know. It came out a lot later in my life, and then it's been one of those things where I don't want to go back, and if I were going to go back again and remarry, the one kind of person I would never marry again is a minister.
Oh, definitely not.
No, well, it wasn't.
And nobody
so
wants
much
to be
that.
A PK either in high school. So,
well, it was because my ex was not exactly. Well, my ex had a lot of problems and was an angry, abusive type of person. So it was kind of strange and bizarre. But I don't fit in. I don't fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way I fit into that lifestyle. Eamon, I don't need your help, Kat.
Well,
but I'm glad that I listened to the beginning. It was very enlightening.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. I called on my, my path name I chose was Lady Morgan, so I called on her.
Oh, good.
I think I need her about now.
And
a few of the other goddesses were floating through my brain, so I just wrote them all down so I'd remember them to look them up.
That's right.
Always a good thing to do.
As they always say, they basically, well, depending on your tradition, you know, in the case of Janice is also part of Fellowship of Isis, and I'm friends with quite a few Fellowship of Isis people. I'm not necessarily part of their organization, but of course they use the term Isis of 10,000 names.
Yes.
So basically they're all representing the great original mother creator by whatever name, and then the individual names are from different cultures and personalities, how they identified with it, just like with God, just like the male aspects of God as well.
Right.
And there's also people who just worship Isis. You know,
right.
you are allowed just to worship her as well.
That's how it goes. People, there's that form that you identify with the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a good saying I like where they say, we're all staring at a giant diamond, and in that diamond are many facets. Each individual facet is what each culture is looking at. But at the end of the day, we're sort of staring at the same stone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So this card just popped out, so we're going to go with it. What I'm going to do is shuffle. I'm going to shuffle these cards and tell me when to stop.
Okay.
Did you want a general message?
This is where I'm at in my life. I sent out a letter today to an organization that my family has been involved with for a long time and I'm still involved with, looking for some help for a situation that I'm in. And I'm not sure how things are going to go with that. I just sent it out today, and I started getting these visions this afternoon of seeing somebody taking the letter and rubber stamping it, and it was a red rectangle, you know, just but it was white in the center, and I couldn't be sure what it said.
Mm.
And I don't know if I was getting denied or not. I'm hoping that they're going to actually read my letter and read the accompanying things they want with it that help explain my situation, that they will actually contact me and will help me.
Mm.
So well, I'm really not sure, but I'll take whatever I'll take what Spirit wants to give me. I'll put it that way.
It was a square shape, you say?
Rectangle.
Rectangle with a red rectangle, you said?
Yes, it was a rubber stamp. You know, somebody rubber stamped it. It would be the kind that has the handle on it, not the the other kind.
Oh,
cause I have a lot,
something was being stamped. Boom, bam.
Yeah, it was just bam. They stamped it, and I couldn't tell because it was just like an outline was red, and I couldn't tell if it said denied on it or what it said, and I didn't want to interject my own fears into that.
Okay.
Well. Because that's the way visions can be. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep shuffling and tell me when to stop.
Okay. Oh, stop.
All right.
Forget about that.
Go ahead and draw.
I'm just stop.
Start with two. I like to start really simple. Okay. The first card associated with the time 9:57 is the intentions card. And this is an interesting card for this because it's almost someone swatting at like a chandelier, and they're trying to get something out of this. I'll keep going when I combine the two cards together and you kind of wrap them up and you'll see how they go together. The next card associated with time 3:15 is the Vista card. And the Vista card is trying to climb up and see something from a different perspective. And I think this is something is communicating with you to show you something from a different perspective because it's in reverse. Now, here's what I mean for this. I want you, at least from these two, we'll pull a couple other cards. This is a message telling me for you to start very intentionally doing more meditative practices. Anything to encourage more visions and more lucid dreams, because something's trying to communicate with you upright. This is you're trying to see something different. Reverse, this is something's trying to communicate with you to show to you. That's how I interpret that card in reverse. So this is almost like a spiritual message, and I'm going to pull two more cards for this as well. And
I am seeing something at the moment as you're talking, and I believe it's my druid guide with his lantern held high.
Oh,
he
well,
sort
good.
Of looks. He's sort of and, something like the hermit, but he was one that, from what I understand, when I was told about him, he only had one lifetime. He decided he could do more good as a guide, and so that's what he became.
And that is interesting. That if someone can, you know, shorten their time here like that.
Back then, I suppose, you know, he had the option. Apparently, he felt he could do more good being a guide for someone, so he's part
of
my horde.
There are some of those people that have sort of saint-like qualities to them, and we were talking on my friend Darren's show. Darren Bouquet is our host for Sunday night, and he reads at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo, a fairly well-known place in New Orleans, and we were talking about those folks that are so enlightened that they can progress very quickly. And when they do, you can use them as guides or people pray to them, like in the Christian religion. And they ask, well, why would I pray to a saint? Well, to think of it as like your sort of spiritual lawyer. Like they're very good at this. So it's okay to have this intermediary person step in and help you with these things. So the next card I just want to go over now is the two. So this is telling me that there's interesting stuff coming to you to stay with what you're doing, continue more meditative practice, more things to encourage lucid dreams, like living in ways that encourage more lucid dreams. And there's lots of research you can do on how to enhance more, to work things out in dreams.
Yes, our first show actually was about lucid dreaming, if you want to go back and listen to it.
So it's telling me lots of meditation, things are communicating with you, do some lucid dreams. And then the next card is a simple little card called the Faith card. And this is, again, just keep trusting in your intuition. This is a card, there's a lot of water in it, and you know spiritually water is intuition, there's fish. So this card is trusting, not only having faith, but trusting in your own intuition, not just in things, faith outside of yourself. And keep going with this, because you're clearly interested in this sort of work. And the next card, and this is the final of the four cards, because we draw these, for this Oracle deck, we draw them in pairs. It's just sort of the way that we do them. This one is called the Days card, and it's associated with the time 6-10. And this is an interesting card. It's about, basically it's about how you perceive your day is up to you. And it's in reverse. And I'm going to say what I get from that is I see that someone else may even be in need of the wisdom you're going to gain from you practicing your things. So that's showing me that you could be influencing other people's days, and that to continue this practice and maybe continue to really become, you know, more into your studies, more into your metaphysical studies, and become a reader, whether it be you start doing it, you know, as a job or at the local shop or on a radio show like this, like just get the practice, get out there.
I have co-hosted because I am apparently, I am a medium. I'm also a healer.
Okay.
An indigo, and I was told once by somebody who thought I knew that I was an ascended master, and I had no idea.
Okay, well, and all I'm getting from here is that everything's going great for it. Just very simply, I just pulled two other cards just in conversation as we were talking, and at the end of the day, it's the tracks card. Just lay down the tracks for it. You're getting a lot of experience. You obviously sound like you've read some esoteric things and have some knowledge. Keep meditating. Maybe increase your practice to twice a day if you have one. Start off with once. What they tell you is to start your meditations off one time a day. It can just be like 10, 15 minutes. It can be more. I actually do it for about between 15 minutes to a half hour. It kind of just depends on when I'm in my good habits, which I have been recently. I'm not always in my good habits, but I have been recently. It includes like even things like eating better and eating lighter and all the things that can help you. Exercising. All these things can actually help you become a better reader.
Right.
Just living a little healthier. I've been cutting back on some of my bad habits recently. So it's saying laying down the tracks, laying down the structure, the structural stuff for you to do, and get yourself in front of people, I think, in doing some more readings and keep exploring your path and just keep going and going and going, because it all seems like not only good news for you and to trust your intuition, but you could be an influence to someone else with the Days cards reversed, saying you could be affecting their day and affecting how they see things. And so it's telling me it's just a nice little message of to really dig in and do some spiritual pursuits, and in a way that involves getting out there into the public and such. That's how I see it.
Right, because Saturday I'm going to be guesting again on United Psychics.
Oh, that'll be great.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
And
I made friends with them, and so we help each other. I talk to John quite a bit.
Okay. And where is that? Is that somewhere we can find you?
United
Psychics
is on Blog Talk.
Or a show on Blog Talk Radio?
It's a show on Blog Talk. It's at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. They're Central Time.
Say the name one more time?
It's 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, okay.
The name of the show.
The name of the show is United Psychics.
United, okay.
United Psychics. It's John McCready and his twin brother James.
All right.
And they just my psychic name is Spirit Wind the Messenger, and I've used that before when I used to read on LivePerson, and once I was without a computer for a while, they dumped my status. So, and now I guess you have to pay to be on there. It's like no thanks.
You do.
Not paying them for the privilege of getting my status back.
I don't know about that with their.
No,
but.
It was an interesting place to be, but there were a lot of people on there that I don't know why they were getting very high ratings because they were out there telling people what they wanted, what they thought the person wanted to hear.
It's just not good.
And I don't do that.
I don't really do. But mine is, you know, I like I said, just Yeah, I mean, it's all the ones I get for you are about just they're physical in a way now. So they're about grounding, getting things done, and laying down the physical track work. You had the tracks card. So, yeah, getting it done if you want to do it, and just sort of taking the reins, you know, and not blaming others. Because I got the blame card as the one before the tracks card. So stay away from all of that. Start laying down the groundwork for your own, and it seems like it'll be a productive experience for you.
I think it should be, and I keep seeing one of my totem animals all the time around here, Turkey.
Hmm. Oh.
And I know, and I figured it out one day. You know, it's telling me you got to share your gifts. I figured it out one day when I was talking to John, because he was saying maybe it means something else, and I realized, no, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean giveaway, but it means you're supposed to be sharing.
Yeah, sharing
mean,
is different.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I know that I have to do. Along with finishing my novel I started, I've got two in progress. I got to finish one of them.
That's right. I think I have one somewhere.
Yeah, I think you do, actually.
Anyway, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Like I said, keep it, lay the track work down. Don't worry about past blame and all that, with all that kind of nonsense and drama.
Yeah, no, it isn't worth it.
Keep doing it. Increase your meditative practice and increase working things out on dreams. That's what I'm getting from this.
I will do that, and I will download this show and go over it again. Thank you.
Yes, please do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, and I think her mic is off now, and she was a very friendly caller.
Yes.
And it was definitely just saying, keep going in that direction, keep working on your gifts. And it's funny when people talk about these things, they say gifts, and they really are gifts. However, I'm one of those believers that, and I'll explain it properly, I believe that everybody has these gifts. We're all born with it. We're all made of the same thing, and light and shadow and stardust and all that. But certain people, like any skill, like playing baseball, football, whatever, some people are just going to be a little more highly attuned. But everybody can learn it. You know, anybody can dig in and look inward and find.
Go within.
It. But it, like, for some people, it will come easier, just like any talent, whether it's singing, you know. Some people can learn to sing, yes. Does it necessarily mean you pay to watch them sing? I'm not really sure about that.
No.
But you could still sing and enjoy singing and be part of the song, so to say. And I see Kevin Baird is in the chat room. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Jesse.
Hello, Kevin. Hello, Jesse.
Now, we have another call on the line, but the little yellow flag's not up. But I'll just see if they want to be on the air, because sometimes they make that mistake. Hello, 856. Are you there?
Yes. How are you?
Doing well. Were you interested in a reading this evening?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and shuffle the cards. Did you want a general message or a specific question?
Either love life / career, whatever you can pick up.
We'll see what happens. I'll flip
that's
the card.
All of them together. Love life and career.
I'm going to start shuffling and tell me when to stop.
You can stop.
Okay, good. All right. I'm going to divide them. Two of them popped out at me. I guess I got to go with them. I like to start nice and easy with two at a time. Doesn't mean I don't like the old classical spreads, but of course I'm using an Oracle deck and not a tarot deck. Today, the Horizon Oracle, created by Kevin Baird, is actually in the chat room there with us. Okay. I'm getting that there is someone, there's some things in the way, but there is someone watching you, sort of measuring you up. It's kind of at a distance. Maybe someone shy, you know, how people can be. And I think this is a good time for you to, the next card is, it's the abilities card. And it's associated with time 543. And basically this is saying that you have talents and it's time to do something, maybe even like looking for things out there to help you regenerate passion about your talents so that more people see you. In this card is someone holding up what looks like all these different little sort of balloons and all these symbols on them, and they're holding them up for the world to see, and it's, these are your abilities. So I'm going to draw two more cards here, okay?
Okay.
And this one is this is telling me, again, it's taking me back to whatever your abilities are or whatever your talent is, like, because it's ending with the projects card associated with time 717, and that one's one of those really self-explanatory cards of get to work on a project. What I'm getting from this is that you going out and doing something that you're interested in, you might meet that person when you're out there doing it, or you might start making a little money with it.
Yeah.
Like, say, for instance, if you... Well, you just mentioned singing or playing an instrument.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be necessarily something like that artistic, but some organization or something that you might be interested in and starting some sort of project. It could even be a business. And through this, you'll run into people that'll see your abilities and people noticing you.
Yeah, that could help you with your abilities.
Do you have any sort of project or something like that you may be thinking of working on?
My project is to relocate to a different country and finding that job before I go, so I could be at ease and comfortable and know it's there for me when I get there.
So you are definitely heading for something brand new then.
I guess that's what you mean by new project or passion.
Where are you moving to?
Europe.
Europe. Well, it's a very big place.
Right below France, right below Spain.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing, because a couple cards fell out, so I just kind of go with that. I'm going to go ahead and say, be careful against those who have bad planning, but I do something in the near future. You're going to find some people. This is the tomorrow card associated with the time 408. And this card is a lot about others helping you. It's like three people moving boxes. So it's saying to me that sometime in the near future, you may be getting some help, but you're real busy because this is a double duty card coming up. But I think within, you know, between the next, say, well, Kevin says with these cards, up until within the next 3 months, within the next 30 seconds, within the next 90 days. So within 3 months, you'll have some help. If you're starting to feel alone in this, is what I mean.
Gotcha.
And it should reveal itself. The tomorrow card is associated with the time 408. And, yeah, it's people seeing your abilities. We said the abilities card earlier. And I'm saying, I'm getting the feeling it'll be slightly on the longer side of that. But you'll start to, after feeling real busy, overwhelmed, maybe some bad planning, this one in reverse, that you'll start to finally get some help. After a few weeks, that's kind of how I'm getting this.
A few weeks. Cool. Can you pick up, like, who's watching me from a distance?
Or as a name, I'm not sure, but hold on a second.
Or a description, whatever you got.
Yeah, hold on.
Whatever you
I'll start shuffling,
pick up.
Tell me when to stop. Well, you had a card come up that came up in the last reading,
or the last group of
cards, and this is someone from, in my opinion, someone from the past, and it's the curb card, which is when you're clearing things out, putting things to the curb, you might say kicking something to the curb, and so this might be someone from the past that you might not particularly is good news.
A man?
good news.
So no, I'm saying this is someone that is maybe from the past that it's good that they're gone.
Oh, it's good if they're gone. Gotcha. He's good in a way.
Well, I didn't mean bad like a bad person. I just meant sometimes it's best if things were, because the curve is about you were clearing it away. It was in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of taking the stuff out to the
right,
curve.
That's, yeah.
Like with, taking it out to the curve, like new coming in from
person.
Them. Right.
Okay, so like I said, it looks like in the near future you'll be getting some help on a move with the...
Yeah, by him.
Well, if it could, if it would help it help you leave.
Yeah, I guess like you're saying, like kicking to the curb, like the bad stuff from the past and bringing the new stuff in.
Right, exactly.
So that's why I say he's like good in a way.
So, you know, sometimes you have to clear these things out and
start
move
fresh.
On. I mean, it definitely sounds like you're moving to a new big future out there.
Cool. So I guess that's a good thing with him, or?
Well, if he's just helping you temporarily.
Not temporarily. Pretty much permanent.
Okay. Well, the next card I pulled up is the Judgment card. And the one after that, oh, you have the Projects card again. Well, this is a work in progress. It's kind of how I'm seeing this. So what I'm getting from this now is maybe that wasn't necessarily that he was particularly bad from the past, but it was something that you cleared away, and then it's something to that's a continuous you're working on. It's a project. It's a work in progress.
Gotcha. It's almost like what I was trying to say, and I guess like work in project and everything will be cleared out.
Yeah, but the communication has to be really clear, and that's why I think this Judgment card is coming up. This is really clearing up, letting people know how you feel, and establishing everything, establishing those boundaries, mm-hmm. establishing what is and what isn't. It's really a card about establishing those things, because
gotcha.
If you go just based on it's the Judgment card is a little bit of a warning of just going off mood and all that and emotion. It's really establishing clear communication. And then after that, you know, it's a work in progress. You had that card twice, by the way. You pulled it. You had the projects card come up twice in the same reading. And there's 110 cards in this deck. That's more than in the tarot.
Yeah.
I'm always that way for some reason.
All right, well, I hope that helps. It looks like it's all a work in progress, but I say go with the exciting move. There was a lot of good cards coming up and looking like some other outside help I was still getting from that, from your stepping into this new thing.
Right, like with him and my move and the section where I want to go. So, like, I guess that's what you mean, like, kick you to the curb, forget the past, move
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's a new part now, a new project. Just make sure your communications are really clear. That's what the Judgment
really
card's
clear.
About. And then just, because that way you know, because we've all done it. Like, we've had friends
right.
even in the past, even just taking it to a friendship level. And then later on, you look back on it and go, oh, gosh, I couldn't believe I let that person did, you know, X, Y, and Z. Like, I would never do that now, you know. So just keep your communications in your mind clear and continue to go forward with it.
Gotcha, because you heard my mouth about that one. Cool.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
All right.
Have a good evening.
All right, and thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, you too.
Okay. Okay. All right, folks. We're coming down to a little past an hour here, and I'm going to go ahead and sign off early as we don't have any more callers on the line. I just want to encourage both of our people here that called up and got a reading, our first one, to keep going down the road you were going. Seemed like you're really passionate about it. Lay down the track work. One of the cards was the track, or laying down the tracks, the footwork. And the second one, make your communications clear. It's a project to be worked on. There was a little bit of intimacy in that reading as well. You had the in touch card, but I would keep your communication very clear and keep a little bit of distance. So I was just getting that vibe. Janice was getting that vibe from that reading too. So we'll go with that. And right here is a song by Janice you might know. Right after the plugs here.
Okay.
We have a surprise song at the end of the show.
Oh. Well, can I tell that next week's going to be the hair show?
The hair show.
The hair show. And we're going to divide it into the first show being how to take care of your hair, whether it's, you know, young hair or old hair, thick hair or thinning hair, or even no hair.
Or no hair.
Well, we're going to talk all about hair. Jesse has this woman who's going to be talking. Her name is Mimi, and she does green beauty. So look forward to that next Wednesday. Then the following Wednesday, April 3rd, we're going to be talking about hair again, but this time we're going to be talking about the magical and metaphysical properties of hair. So please join us. It's going to be a woman's show this time. We might have to lock Daniel in the closet somewhere. But
right, I'm bald. I don't have any hair to complete.
But we will be having a hair show next week.
So it'll be hair for next week and the following week? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, folks. And remember that we're on 7 p.m. Eastern, Main Street Universe, the flagship show. Remember that on Friday nights, midnight, is Jesse Ann Nichols George with Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And Jesse's the author of two books, the book Activating Compassion and the companion workbook. On Sundays, Darren Boucaire with Spiritual Insight. Darren's a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans. He's on 7 p.m. All these shows are Eastern time. Kevin Baird, 9 p.m. Eastern, Monday night. The creator of the Oracle deck I was just reading from, the Horizon Oracle. And following that, Tuesday morning is Mary Thielen, our only AM show, 11:30 a.m. Her show is Inner Wisdom. She's also the hostess of a television show that's been on the air for 14 years.
Telepathy. My favorite.
And I've been in studio there before. Kevin and I visited. I think it's where I first met you, actually.
Yes, that's how you met me.
Yeah, you were doing your DJ show.
Yes, World Reggae Party, and tomorrow night we're going to have Teutonic Crew from Jamaica.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yes.
Fairfax Public Access Radio, Janice, is the hostess of that World Reggae Party.
Yes.
And, excuse me. So that is five shows. We're a five-show network. Wednesday at 7, Friday at midnight, Sunday at 7, Monday at 9, and Tuesday at 11:30. All right, every show Eastern time. And this is Lady Gwendolyn's father,
yeah.
Al Stevens. He plays all the instruments in this, piano, horn, and whatever else, bass and all that. This is Devlin Deep Blue Sea by Lady Gwendolyn's father. Lady Gwen is the owner
Sticks
of Sticks and Stones, or one of the owners of Sticks and Stones, the local New Age shop here. Here it is, Gwendolyn's father, Al Stevens, Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. And remember that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever possibly
imagined.
Thank you.